Corn planting now in full focus. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
That's when we like to start planting. Ground temperature is warming up and conditions are getting right.
We started Thursday evening and we planted right into Saturday. I think we planted 425 acres.
West Tennessee row crop farmers enjoying the start of planting season. Farmers statewide are now starting to move those planters into fields to get what's expected to be a much larger corn crop planted in the state. Fayette County's Bill Powers is looking to double his corn acreage this year.
Well, price, we contracted quite a bit in the $4 area, and at $4, it was better to us than the price of cotton. Or soybeans, which we'll still plant soybeans. Extra corn acres will come out of cotton.
Bill Power says they hope to plant about 3,000 acres of corn this spring. Now, in Weakley County, in the northwest corner of the state, John Chester manages the row crop operation at Fowler Farms, and corn planting started there at the end of last week as well. And he, like other farmers, remembers all too well the late freeze that occurred a few years ago, and they think, barring any major turn of the weather, they've got a good outlook for another good growing season.
In 07, when we had the early freeze, we were planting corn the 20th of March. It was 80, 85 degrees. Ground temperature was way on up in the 50s. Corn came up running, but this year we're still looking at a 50-degree, 52-degree ground temperature this morning. Don't really have to worry about the corn coming up too fast. We think we'll be all right.
Well, according to a survey of the state's farmers by the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, corn acreage is expected to increase by 6% from last year to 710,000 acres. Cotton acreage also expected to increase by 27%. Soybean acreage expected to drop by 9% from last year to 1.43 million acres. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.